This is Josephine Che interviewing Michelle Okudoner at the Artist Studio in New York City on Monday, August the 20th, 2007, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and this is disc number one.
Hello.
I guess we always begin at the beginning, and in this case, the first question is, when and where were you born?
I was born in Miami Beach, Florida, December 4th, 1945, as the war was ending.
Right.
And my father was stationed in the Coast Guard. And my parents lived there, but I remember as a child seeing his black Coast Guard coat and his binoculars in the closet, and I was so fascinated with them.
Was there like gold, like trim, and
I don't know. No, but it was heavy and waterproof and of a kind of cloth material that wasn't very tropical, and
it was it doesn't sound
so
tropical.
Different than everything else in the home that I always was fascinated by that.
And were you an only child or the oldest child? I think you mentioned a brother.
No, I'm the second of four children, the middle of three sisters, and then I have a younger brother. And speaking of tropical, I think sometimes about Zora Neale Hurston, who was also a daughter of Florida, and her beginning of her autobiography, Dust Tracks on the Road, she begins, "I have memories within that came out of the materials that went to make me. Time and place have had their say." And I think it's so true, because being born in Miami Beach was very significant.
For you. And did your family stay there? Because I know you,
yes.
I know you have a lot of Michigan connections.
Yes, we stayed there. And when I was 17, I went to the University of Michigan. And I lived there 17 years in Michigan, 6 years in Ann Arbor, and 12 years in Detroit.
Wow. I think I'm probably getting a little ahead of myself. Tell me about, maybe if there was a moment, was your family very oriented toward the visual arts?
Well, my mother came from a long line of artists, which was unusual. Her father, her name was Gertrude Heller Oka, her father, Samuel Heller, went to the Imperial Academy in Odessa and became a fresco painter. And when he came to New York at the turn of the last century, he painted frescoes in the Metropolitan Opera House as it was being erected on 32nd Street here in New York. And then he painted frescoes in convents upstate New York before he had a family and went into business. And he became a painter, all right, but it was a body shop and the cars were being painted.
A very functional type of painting.
Functional. And before that, his family, they were scribes, and they took notes in the rabbi's court in Vilna. Most people in the 19th century were not literate. They couldn't read and write. They didn't do their own letters. And so there were people who were scribes, and they did documents, and they wrote, took down dictation, and letters were carried to different towns or for different transactions. So I have a feeling that the ability to coordinate the mind and the eye and the hand was ran quite deep.
And also literary.
And literary.
So as well.
Yes. I knew him, and there was a heart that he painted that hung in the entrance to my parents' bedroom, where I hung out a lot, because in the 50s it was the only air-conditioned room.
And you treated for the coolness.
I did. And it was in an old fruit basket, because they didn't have reams of paper and they didn't have art supply places, and paper was expensive.